Shalom Aleichem and welcome in. Welcome back. Over the course of Parshas Vayetze, we come across Yaakov Avinu coming across people. Yaakov has a number of different encounters. He has an encounter with the Roei Tzon, the shepherds, then he encounters Rachel, and then at the end of the Parsha, he encounters Malachim. After he leaves Lavan. I want to take a little bit of a look at how the Ramban and Yaakov Kamenetsky look at these different meetings. Meetings sometimes they may have seemed to us to be casual, an incredible amount of depth that we can draw from the way in which the Torah presents Yaakov's encounters. So let's begin with the Ramban, the opening Ramban in Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Beis. Vayar v'inei be'er basadeh, Yaakov Avinu comes to Charan to find a shidduch, and he comes to the be'er, he comes across the well, and he sees that there are three herds of tzon, three herds of sheep, resting, relaxing near the water. And he strikes up a conversation with the Roem, and ultimately meets Rachel. They tell him that they have a very hard time. They need to gather all the shepherds together in order to remove the stone to unseal the water. And he sees Rachel. He opens it up. What's going on here? And the Rabbi right away wants to know, Yaricha Kosov B'Sibra, the Torah is being so marich. Leho di'enu. The Torah is giving us this story in such elaborate detail. How come, the implied question Rabban, how come? He says, oh, it's to tell us the following. Now, I want to open, once we've seen the Rabban's sensitivity in his question, there is a comment on Derech Pshat. Before we get to the less obvious comments of the Ramban, there's a remarkable comment of Derech Pshat that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky makes. Because much of the arichus the Ramban speaks to much of the arichus that would bother us is the arichus, the verbosity of the back and forth between Yaakov and the Roan. Yaakov comes, the Torah is trying to tell us that Yaakov came and meets Rachel and wants to marry Rachel. So the Torah has so much, several psukim of back and forth. He meets the Roem, he says, Achane Ayinatem, Mecharan Achnu, oh, and brothers, where are you from? He says, oh, we're from Charan, oh, do you know my family? Yes, oh, and then they introduce, here's Rachel. That's part of the Arichus that is troubling. So the Yaakov Kamenetsky makes a remarkable point. He says, let's see a little bit of his comment in Emes Yaakov, Perek Chavtes Pasuk Dalet. V'yomer lahem Yaakov, Achai me'ayinatem, my brothers, where are you from? Tamid mi lazu omedes befanai. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, that word always strikes me. He refers to these people he just met as my brothers. Shalom atzinu shikra adam achim, la'anashim she'in midum lo. Since we don't find throughout Tanakh that you'll use the word achim to speak of people whom you don't know. Rashi comments several times in the course of Chumash Bereishis that ach is used more broadly than just brother to mean other relatives. Ach, achosi, when Avram refers to Sarah's achosi, refers to Lot as achi. So it can be more broadly relatives. He says, now, Hein Emes, it is true, Yaakov writes, Shematzinu Belot, Shamar Lehem Lanshe Sedom, Al Na'achai Tareyu. Lot is speaking to the people of Sodom, trying to calm them down. He calls them my brothers, but they're at least Hayu Hein Makara. He knew them. They weren't family. But okay, he's speaking more broadly. These are people they knew. These are his neighbors. Aval Kan La'Nashim Zarim Lo Lagamre. Yaakov never met these shepherds before in his life. Tamu'a she'yikra osam achim. Why? What was the purpose? What was the purpose? So Yaakov goes on to say, that when a Jew gives tochacha, when a Jew, there is a mitzvah in the Torah, hochiach tochiach samizach, I see a Jew doing the wrong thing, I need to speak to him about it, I need to call him on it. But Yaakov points out, when you read the way the Rambam talks about this mitzvah of rebuke, the Rambam quotes in Hilchas, in the sixth paragraph of Hilchas Deis, Haroah, at the bottom of the first column of Emes Yaakov, Haroah chaver shechata o shehalach b'derech lo tava, I see a fellow man who is doing the wrong thing, is on a bad path. Mitzvah l'chazir l'mutav, u'lehodiyu shu chote, the core mitzvah is to bring him back to the right way. I may need to point out to him, this, what you're doing is not right. You're making a mistake. You're doing the wrong thing. Whether it's it needs to be a private conversation so as not to embarrass the recipient of the tochacha. And the Rambam says, Yadar b'lo benachas lashon raka, has to be sweet and soft. V'yodio she'eino omer lo ela l'tov aso. It has to be clear that I'm telling this to you for your benefit. You're poisoning yourself. Don't do it. Don't hurt yourself. If it'll come off as just being self-righteous, that the mochiach is just saying it to make himself feel good, it's not at all the mitzvah. The mitzvah of tochacha is the mitzvah to help the other person. I see someone who's being self-destructive, whether physically self-destructive or spiritually self-destructive, I need to help him help himself. That's the mitzvah of tochacha. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Rashi quotes at the end of the second column of Kuf Samaches, he says, Amar Razal, Rashi, Pasuk Zayin, quotes Chazal's comment that Yaakov was really subtly giving the Roim tochacha. Im schir matem, lo shalantem pulasayom. Mebebehem shalachem, afalpikin lo eiseyasef. When he says, well, why are you here? It's not yet time to bring in the tzon. Hashkua tzon l'chu ru'u. It's too early to end grazing for the day. Just let them drink. Why are you waiting here with the tzon? Give them, open the well, give them the water, and then head back. You can catch a few more hours of the sheep grazing, eating grass before dark. Yaakov says that, and the Rome explained to him, no, we would love to, but we're not strong enough to take off, to unseal the well. We're waiting for more shepherds to come. And then after we unseal the well and water the sheep, we will head out for another few hours. Yaakov had misassessed the situation, but Yaakov had understood that these people, these Rome, were doing the wrong thing. They were being lazy. Perhaps if they were hired by others, they were being dishonest with their time. So Yaakov wants to give them tochacha. So Yaakov Kamesky says, Yaakov can't walk over to people whom he doesn't know and give tochacha with no relationship. Then it's not at all going to come across as it was actually genuinely meant for their benefit. It's going to instead be misunderstood as, here's some stranger who's just trying to make us feel bad. Here's some stranger just trying to be self-righteous. So in order to make sure that the tochacha would be clearly intended for their benefit and understood as such, writes Rabbi Yaakov, he needed to say, Achai, me'ayinatem. He needed to make small talk. He calls them my brothers. And as they call them my brothers, he schmoozes. Where are you from? Who do you know? They play a little Jewish geography. Why? And why does the Torah need to tell us about the Jewish geography? Says Rabbi Yaakov, to tell us this lesson, that tochacha can only be shared in the context of relationship, in the context of caring. The Ramban turns to this parasha. Now let's turn our attention back to the Ramban. The Yaakov is speaking al derech pshuto. Part of the reason for the arichos is to teach us a lesson. There, here's how you only give tochacha in the context of a friendly, positive relationship. The Ramban sees, but there's more here as well. Now let's return to Ramban and look at the larger parasha, and what the Ramban sees is a deeper level beyond the pshat. Ya'arich ha'kasuv, once again, Ramban Perech of Tes Pasuk Beis, Ya'arich ha'kasuv zipur hazeh. The Torah is giving us a story at great length, the back and forth between Yaakov and the Rome, and yes, Ramban, the Kaminsky explained, the first couple of psukim were teaching us that Yaakov is laying the groundwork for giving tochacha, but then the story keeps going. They explained to him, we cannot water the sheep because we're waiting for more Rome to appear, so that for everyone to gather, so we can together roll off the stone. Then Yaakov rolls off himself, and then his conversation with Rachel. And why do we need to hear about the three Edrei Tzons? There were three herds of sheep waiting. Says Ramban, Yarich Hakas B'si Prezer Lahodienu Ki Kovi Hashem Yachalifu Koach V'Yirasa Titenos. Number one, to see that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave remarkable strength to a Jew, to a person who truly relied on him, a true boteach. Yaakov Avinu had extraordinary superhuman strength. The handful of shepherds that were already gathered were not sufficient to roll off the stone as a group, and yet Yaakov can do it single-handedly. Yaakov had just been traveling, he must have been fatigued. And yet, he single-handedly rolls off the stone that normally took combined effort of all the shepherds. Three whole herds of sheep, there must have been a whole team of shepherds already gathered. The three teams of shepherds for those three herds together were insufficient to roll off a stone, and yet Yaakov does. And that's what the Ramban sees as the significance of the next half, the next segment of the story, the fact that they could not, and Yaakov did. Yaakov Kamesky explained the significance of the opening chit-chat between Yaakov and the Roam that was laying the groundwork for proper tochacha. And then the next segment with the stone, Kovei Hashem Yachalifu Koach. The hero is a Jew who truly had betachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him strength beyond what is normal. But then he said, "Rabba, same Bereishis Rabba Gam Bezeh Lahem Sod." Our Chachamim in the Medrash Rabba, Bereishis Rabba, have an additional level, a deeper Sod level. That this was all meant to be along the lines of what the Ramban has been driving at throughout the last number of parashos, Masa Avos Simon Labanim, that the events in the lives of the Avos are meant as nevuos for what will happen in the future. Remez Lias said, this whole story appears in Chumash as a portent of what's going to happen in Jewish history. Kiniz Damein Lo Kacha Shenichnas B'derech HaBe'er V'lo Nesva Kol Adam Rak Shoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it so that when he would come by the well, that he would enter Haran from the side of the well, and that when he would enter, there would be exactly three herds, not more, not less. Uba bizman sha'evin al piya be'er. He shows up a time when the be'er is sealed, the hadarim shomrim la, and the three herds are already waiting for it to be unsealed. And the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that Yaakov's entry into Haran would happen under these circumstances was a nevuah, a remez about Jewish history. What's it a remez for? What does it symbolize? V'chein ha'inyin ha'mesupar kan. The story is told to us, l'hodiyah shi'atzliach b'derech hazeh, v'yetzeh mimenu zera zochel remez hazeh. This was a nevuah that this trip to Haran would be successful. He would find a wife, or wives, from whom would emerge Yaakov's family, who would fulfill, would be zochet to the fulfillment of what's being alluded to, symbolized, with the sheep and the well. What's being symbolized? Ki ha-be'er, Ramban writes, ha-be'er yirmoz le-beis ha-mikdash. The gimel edrei tzon, ole shlosh regalim. Fascinating. The be'er is a reference to the beis ha-mikdash. And the three herds of tzon are the Jews coming for three regalim, Jews coming for Pesach, Jews coming for Shavuot, Jews coming for Sukkot. Now, what does a bear have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? How do the sheep correlate to the Jews who are coming to the Beis HaMikdash? He explains. The Pasuk says that well is used to give water to the sheep. Maybe it's a reference to the Kedusha, the connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Jews received when they went to Beis HaMikdash. This is a reference to Yerushalmi, which Tosfos quotes at the beginning of the last parak of Masechet Sukkah, on top of the first Amud Beis. Tosfos writes, Yerushalmi understands that Simcha's Beis HaShoeva was called, that Simcha in over the course of Chol Moed Sukkot, it was called Shoeva. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi,
not because of the drawing of the water for Nisach HaMayim, but Shesham HaYushov in Ruach HaKodesh. Jews came Aliyah L'Regel, particularly Sukkos. It was such an exalted experience. The Jews would draw additional levels of Ruchness, the added levels of connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch. Oh, Rabban says, or maybe to either the notion that the Beis HaMikdash provides water for the Tzon, for Klal Yisrael, either in the sense of being Shoev Ruach HaKodesh, that's the verb that's used to draw Ruach HaKodesh, or a more typical symbolic meaning for water, Sheyirmos, Kimitzion, Teitzei Torah, Shenimshel, Lamayim. Torah is often compared to water, in the words of Yeshayahu and elsewhere, Hoy Kol Tzamin L'chu Lamayim. So the Gimel Edrei Tzon, the group Jews coming three times a year to the Beis HaMikdash to receive water, to draw water, mean to draw Torah learning. Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, Kimitzion, Teitzei Torah, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Beis HaMikdash was the center of Torah learning. That's where the official Sefer Torah were kept. That's where the Sanhedrin met, and they were the source of the pillar of Torah Shel Ha'Peh. The Nesvu Shama Kol Adar said, "We're waiting for all the sheep to gather." Ba'im, here we turn to Psukim and say from Ochim, Milavocha Mosa Nacham Mitzrayim. Jews would come to Aliyah L'Regel from all over Eretz Yisrael, from all over. The galu, it's a heaven veishko. Then they would give, and then heshivu saeven munach l'regel haba. That's the way it was meant to work. The Jews are not always living in the Beis HaMikdash. Most Jews live most of their lives on the farm, in the town, elsewhere in Eretz Yisrael, in a place of kedusha, but in a context of kedusha outside the Beis HaMikdash, a context of bringing kedusha to physical living. But three times a year, Jews would come and reconnect and recharge, come back to Beis HaMikdash and be shoev more mayim, be shoev more kedusha, be shoev more Torah, to be uplifted, to learn, and then heshivu sa'aven munach l'regel haba. We would go back home when yontif is over, knowing Mirtz Hashem will come back for the next regel. So the Rabban and Yaakov together look at the story of Yaakov's encounter with the Roim and with Rachel. So on one level, you see how Yaakov dealt with people he didn't know. Yaakov walks in a situation, he sees something is not right. It looks to him like people are acting with lack of integrity. So he wasn't a passive bystander. He spoke up, but spoke up with wisdom. He spoke up with sensitivity in a way that would actually make the type of impact they're looking to make, to raise people, to bring them higher, bring them closer to doing the right thing. And then the Ramban says, there's more. You see also, Yaakov Avinu was such a boteach that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him strength beyond what is normal. And finally, the Ramban understands, based on this gracious Rabbah, that the interaction with the Roim and the Tzon was a significant introduction, a significant preface to Yaakov's subsequent encounter with Rachel. That was a nevuah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him through these events, you're about to meet Rachel and Leah, and through them, you and them will give rise to Am Yisrael. An Am Yisrael which will have the schus of Aliyah L'Regel. An Am Yisrael which will have the schus of learning Torah, being shoev kedusha, in not only on a basic level throughout the year, but three times a year to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so powerfully in Beis HaMikdash. It tells us a lot, and something to think about some more, that the notion of Aliyah L'Regel was such a fundamental aspect of Klal Yisrael, something that's unfortunately not part of our reality. Here you bana Beis HaMikdash. It's not at this point part of our regular reality, but that was the notion of Aliyah L'Regel, the notion of finding ways to authentically, genuinely, substantively connect with Torah, connect with Kedusha, connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be shoev in a deep way on a regular, periodic basis. That was so fundamental that was a nevuah, says Ramban, based on this gracious Rabbah. That was a nevuah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Yaakov. You're about to meet Rachel and Leah. Know that you will raise Am Hashem, who will be marked by the opportunity of Aliyah L'Regel. That's remarkable. I have a couple of moments. Let's take a quick peek at the last Ramban in Parshas Vayetzi, the very last Ramban, moving from Perek Chavtes to Perek Lamed Beis. Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Beis, Yaakov meets Malachi Elokim. Yifgu bo Malachi Elokim. He just had his final encounter with Lavan. He emerges unscathed. And then he emerges unscathed. And then he meets Malachim. He leaves Lavan. He meets Malachim. And Lashon Rashi says Ramban, Malachi Eretz Yisrael Yatsu Lekrasa. Who are these Malachim he's meeting? Rashi says it's the Malachi Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, if now that he's on the return to Eretz Yisrael, he's meeting Malachi Eretz Yisrael, that explains the name that Yaakov gives, Machanoim, a pair of Machanos. Why a pair of Machanos? Because Rashi goes on to say, Malachim Chutz La'aretz were with him up until this point, and now that he's entering Eretz Yisrael, there's a handoff. There's a changing of the guard. The Malachi Chutz La'aretz are leaving him. Malachi Eretz Yisrael are now beginning to accompany him. So he says, calls this place Machanoim. The ani tamei beze. Rabban says that's very difficult. Adain lo higia Yaakov la'aretz. V'racha kaya misham. How can you say that Yaakov, this is a handoff. He was very far from Eretz Yisrael. Later in his travels, he's going to get to Eretz Yisrael. And he works out the geography. So moving down a few lines, right after number 40, Aval ha'isa amar ha'zos li'Yaakov kasher bo b'gvul oyevav lehodiyo Kirabim Asherito Masheritam. Rabban says it's not like Rashi says. Rashi understands that the new Malachim are coming to greet him. It's the switch from Malachi Chutzar to Malachi Eretz Yisrael. Rabban says no, there aren't two groups of Malachim. It's not that the Malachi Chutzar are leaving, Malachi Eretz Yisrael taking over. No, these are not Malachi Eretz Yisrael. Rabban says he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael yet. He was nowhere near Eretz Yisrael. He was en route, but he wasn't there yet. Ramban says this has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. These were Malachim, they were now joining him as a Kodesh Baruch Hu's way, once again, of symbolically telling him, Rabim Asherito Mesheritam. You know that your Oivim are coming. You left Lavan, but now Yaakov is coming. Esav, excuse me, is coming with his band of 400 men. Don't worry. You have more than he has. There are more with you than with him. He has his 400 men, but you have Malachi Elokim. And he calls it Machanoim, ki kein aderech b'shemos. Oftentimes, the name may not correspond, name of a place may not correspond precisely. The grammar of the name of a place may not be precise. Shavel points out, Mitzrayim is also Lashon Rabim, it's a dual, like a Machanoim. It doesn't bother us. And then he says, or perhaps it means that he knows the Malachim here, Malachim up in Shamayim. So this too is a powerful notion. Both approaches in Rishonim, the Yifgubo Malachi Elokim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conveying, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conveying to Yaakov Avinu, that there's an even greater degree of Hashkacha Pratis for a Jew in Eretz Yisrael than for a Jew in Chutz La'aretz. And that would explain why there's a switch off. Now there's going to be a greater degree of Hashkacha Pratis, Malachi Eretz Yisrael taking over. Or, Ramban says, perhaps even more powerfully, even outside Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Yaakov to know, I am with you, wherever you are. Esav is coming, and it looks scary, and he has a large army. You should just know that I'm with you, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu being with us is way more. And all the Rechavim Parshim that may be arrayed against us. Rabim Asherito, Me'asheritam, a powerful message of Pitachon from the beginning of the Parsha to the end. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a marvelous, marvelous day.